Good morning, St. Luke's. Welcome to the fifth Sunday in Easter. Here are your announcements for today. A Monday night book study is starting a new book on May 18th, so if you've been thinking about joining, this might be a good time to jump in. They're going to be reading The Wisdom of Jesus. Monday night book study meets at 5 p.m., and if you're interested, you can email Merrick, and she'll hook you up. There's also, of course, book study on Wednesdays continuing. Your point of contact there is Barbara Shreve, if Wednesdays interests you. Tuesday the 12th, this Tuesday, our new Bible study group is starting up with A Journey with Matthew. Margaret Weishart is leading that group. They meet 7 p.m. on Tuesday, so contact Margaret if you would like to take part in that one. And then Centering Prayer goes online. Saturdays at 4 o'clock, meet for Centering Prayer for 20 minutes, followed by reflection and discussion. You don't have to be a pro at Centering Prayer, somebody who's been coming to this group for a long time. They welcome new folks. Contact Merrick if you're interested in that. Our preacher this morning is the Reverend Julie Weiss. So welcome back, Julie. Thank you for being with us this morning. Everybody have a wonderful day, and remember to call your moms. Send out your light and your truth, that they may lead me and bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Psalm 43, verse 3.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen.
Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty God, look graciously on the people of St. Luke's Church. Be with us in this season of transition. Walk with us and guide us that we may be genuine in our self-reflection, tireless in our commitment, patient in our discernment, loving in our communion, open in our search, and daring in our faith. We thank you for the gifts, talents, and skills with which you have blessed us. We thank you for the experiences that have brought us to this moment. Help us accept change as a gift of your direction for our journey in this transition. Instill in us a vision for our parish, that guided by your Holy Spirit, we will be united in love and joyfully accomplish this mission. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Acts. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died. the word of the Lord.
Psalm 31, verses 1 through 5 and 15 and 16. Feel free to read along with me by half verse. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Incline your ear to me. Make haste to deliver me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe, for you are my crag and my stronghold. For the sake of your name, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that they have secretly set for me, for you are my tower of strength. Into your hands I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed me. O Lord, O God of truth, God of truth, my times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant, and in your loving kindness, save me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 10. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy."
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may also be. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, I have been with you all this time, Philip, and still you do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Of my mouth be the words that God wishes to have you hear, and may the Spirit intercede when I speak my own. Amen. Good morning, friends. It's nice to be with you again, and again I wish it could be in person, but it is not yet to be. We find ourselves on the fifth week of Easter. This is the week in which we hear about the stoning of Stephen, the first Christian martyr. We prayed this psalm that was very familiar to those who pray Compline very often. And the epistle we heard was Peter, in all of his directness, calling people to follow Jesus and to be the people that we are called to be, God's own. And while each of those readings would have plenty to talk about, this morning I wish instead to focus on the gospel reading. I think that this is a message that can speak to us anew in these strange times we find ourselves. First, let's place this gospel reading in the context in which it was set. While we are reading it here during Easter, during that time when we are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord, that was not the setting in which it occurred. Instead, the reading comes from what is known as the final discourse. As Jesus was having his last meal with his friends on the night before his crucifixion, Jesus had just finished washing their feet and was discussing the importance of serving others and telling them about his upcoming betrayal and arrest. This was not an easy time for the disciples or for our Savior. This was a painful and fear-filled time when Jesus speaks. And yet Jesus speaks, and he speaks boldly, triumphantly even. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. bold and strength-filled statements from one who knew all too well what was to come. Jesus must have known what lay ahead of his disciples. He must have known that it would be feelings of loss, being alone, fearful, confused, abandoned. And he says to them, "Let not your hearts be troubled." But he doesn't stop with this simple, "Don't worry, be happy." He continues to shine a beautiful light on the future. Friends, we all know that we are only on this earth for a limited time. And while much of the time we don't like to think about our mortality, Jesus, in this passage today, provides comfort in knowing that Jesus has gone before us and is preparing a place for each one of us. Jesus reminds us that in God's house there are many dwelling places, and that Jesus is preparing them before he returns to bring us home. When Jesus speaks of this, he tells his disciples that they know where he is going. And we today know where he is going. We know that he is going to be crucified, die, be buried, and 3 days later he is going to ascend into heaven and be seated at the right hand of God, right? Well, we know that now. But they who were living in the midst of this tragic night could not have been able to foretell such an event. And I think we could have easily felt like Thomas did, who, as he is known to do throughout the readings, is honest enough with Jesus to say, "But we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus does not get angry at Thomas. He does not berate him or belittle him. He just simply goes on to explain that it is through him that we can find the way, the truth, and the life. He explains that he is in the Father and that the Father is in him. The author of John's Gospel harkens this back to its prologue, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The workings of the Trinitarian theology emerge. But today, in audio, doesn't seem like the time to try to explain a square circle of the Trinity. Suffice it to say that Jesus begins to explain to his disciples the relationship between the Father and the Son. I think in many ways this explanation to Thomas and later to Philip and to the others was to explain as clearly as possible that the life that they have seen Jesus live is a reflection, a glimpse of their God. To see the love and the care with which Jesus fed the hungry, cared for the outcast, defended the abused and mistreated, stood for justice and equity, and was angered by the use of rules and power and greed to control and degrade. Jesus tells them to see their God in the midst of his actions, but he doesn't stop there. He calls each one of us his disciples there that day, and he calls each one of us to live in his light and to walk in his ways, to continue to be God's work in this world. So what does that look like in times like these? I think that we, if we are willing to feel vulnerable, can empathize with the disciples at this time in ways that we likely haven't been able to do before. Our awareness of our own mortality has been heightened. We have been forced to acknowledge the death of so many in our community, across our state and our country. We too can feel overwhelmed and confused, and we need to hear our Savior's reassuring words. "Do not let your hearts be troubled." We too can hear and know that Jesus is preparing a place for us, but until that day, Jesus has called each one of us to reflect the love that was shown in Jesus while he walked the earth. It is our turn. We must feed the hungry, both physically and spiritually. We must welcome the outcast and the lonely. We must care for the sick and the dying. We must comfort the grieving and heartbroken. We must laugh with the joyous and smile at the stranger and friend alike. We must work with others. We must work while others rest. And we must rest so others can accomplish their tasks. But how do we do that while we are sheltering in place and away from the others, you might be thinking? Well, you can order extra food from the Instacart and have it delivered to the local food bank. You can pray for someone who is hurting. You can make eye contact with those you pass on your daily walks. You can speak a special kind word to them. You can stay home if you are able to allow the medical professionals to get their much-needed rest. You can call a friend or a parishioner and you can share your life with them and invite them to share theirs with you. You can laugh and cry together. Let us today and always be as Jesus was on earth, to be the image of our God in this world. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Let's follow him, knowing that when our time comes, Jesus has gone before and has prepared a place for us to be with him. But until then, we have work to do. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Say together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary. He was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The prayers of the people.
With all our heart and mind, let us pray to God, saying, hear our prayer. Let us pray for God's people across the world. God of love,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the earth that we may treat her
gently.
Let us pray, God of love,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our family, our friends, and our neighbors. God of love,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are sad or scared or are suffering. God of love,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who have died. God of love,
hear our prayer. We remember especially Paige and her family. We remember especially mothers on Mother's Day and those who are mothers of the heart. Who is on your heart this morning? Dear God, hear the prayers of your people and what we have asked faithfully. Grant that we may obtain effectually to the glory of your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Prayer for Mission. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Glory to God, whose power is working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. May God make God's face to shine upon you and be good to you. And may God the Almighty keep you and give you God's grace. And may the blessing of God be so, in the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen.